We're coming down to where the lessons aren't so much fun, the gatherings. I'm a little bit sorry, you know, that Dave comes so seldom that I don't want it to be lecture day every time that ones are showing up. But I know that the ones around here are responding in their mind very nicely. But, well, it's that way every week now. Well, I'm sorry. I never promised you a series of spiritual lectures. I hope we will get there. And believe me, this is far closer to spiritual than you will ever get on the globe. I'm telling you how to make the transition between where you are and the reality of your other expression. It's real fun to join an Indian group that sits around and smuggles in a little peyote. Pokes it in a little pipe and, oh, if the cops come, we'll call it tobacco. It's like Little Crow says, hey, don't come over here if you are into naming ceremonies and sweat lodges, coeducational, and all that garbage. We're into God. And we're into a final passage for a very magnificent creation of God. And we're not into flowery speeches. Thank goodness Little Crow is even more apt to use unseemly language than am I. Maybe it's because he feels a little stronger than I do. But this is not a place of pretense or piousness. The only reason we light candles in here is because we enjoy candles. And I think that you would enjoy candles as much as you can enjoy anything. They are calming. They give light. They represent something. And if it is a focus, it is like burning sage or sweetgrass or any other ritualistic thing. Used properly, it is focus. Now, you will find a little difference in burning some of the weeds and grasses. There are signals that go into the ether. And a sweet grass will always bring the attention of the one we call grandfather, because it is always offered that way by the sacred people. Now, when I say sacred people, I'm a little bit careless because all of everything is sacred. But when the leaders or your sacred holy people would offer sweet grass and juniper to call grandfather to listen, it means something. They are not out there puffing smoke up their ears. Although the majority will be out there puffing smoke up their ears. And they will get just exactly that much response. The energies do not like burning sage. Why? Because it is a focus on evil. And the evil energies really don't like it, because they know that this God sacred energy is in that smoke. Energy put in there. It doesn't mean that if you burn the whole fields out here and all that sage with it is going to clean out all of the negative energies in this entire valley, you may be right for a while downwind. But the energy given these things is what we must focus on. And if these little rituals help you, fine. But don't go against the law, because the law will come down on you. And guess what? Big Boy Hatton is not going to go to bat for you. Those are things you're going to tend yourself. Pardon me just a minute. We're getting there. It's hard from day to day to see. And it's disappointing when we get together and we work up, and I cannot tell you humbly enough how much I appreciate just one message Gunther will be here. We've got a problem. He'll be here over Christmas. What can we do? And everybody rallied. And I'm not going to sit up here now and tell you, call it all off. But I would suggest that this is not a permanent arrangement with him. And it is the Christmas holiday when you ones do have other plans. So you might want to reconsider a potluck or whatever. If that is what you would like to do, do it. But do not do it just because there is a pressured moment here now, because that is going to be removed. I observe that when these two children have an opportunity, they need some privacy. They need some privacy. They have been through a lot. And it's one thing to think, you know, that, well, Gunther has been put upon. But I'll tell you, he would still be in there being put upon if it were not for her, who has pushed and pushed and pushed without ceasing. Now, why ones do that is not our concern. It is just like dealing with constitutional law. If it is against a person's constitution, constitutional rights, that is the focus. Not how well you like the guy or what he's doing wrong or what he might have done wrong. Don't break the law and come to the Constitutional Law Center to make everything right for you. And that's exactly what is being presented in the Marsh case. Those people went out to make a bundle of money doing things that I was telling you at the time were wrong. They were going to be come down on hard. But look, I can open this blind trust and I can open this trust and this offshore thing. Yeah, and you're not going to be able to get it back. Only now, these ones have paid fees. And anybody... Listen, the range, $45 to $10,000. Ooh! Guess where the IRS is going with that list that says $10,000? What could that mean? That means somebody really wanted to hide some money. Now, I'm sorry, you're going to come to me and say, we have a right to avoid taxes. That is intentional evasion. What did I say? Intentional evasion. You are going a long way out of your way to set up something to evade paying taxes on that. You are not even arranging your business to cover it and get it out of there as a profit. You are hiding it offshore. Now, more power to you if you can do it and, quote, get away with it, if that is what you are working to do. But not around this place, because there ain't nobody here trying to do that. And you're going to get caught, and it's going to be a sticky wicket. And you have no right then to come and say, well, Gene, you belong to the Constitutional Law Center. And it's not fair what they're doing. And this is against the Constitution and this law. And blah, blah, blah. You knew it was against the law, as they have made the laws. And anybody putting themselves up as an expert in this day and age as a patriot knows it is quicksand. Well, but you talked about some of these things. I sure did. And as long as they were viable, useful tools, use them. On the other hand, look at what's happening. How long do you think you can continue to go in there and say, oh, well, but it says here I don't have to file. That's voluntary. Notice what they come back with. They come back with fraud, conspiracy, intent to defraud, they don't say anything about filing an income tax form. They'll get you on every other thing. The income tax form will be the last. And they will have boxed you in so that you are guilty. And I don't know how to get you out of it once you have blundered into it. There may be some ways to help. On the other hand, the law center is so busy trying to just stay alive itself. And if you have to make a choice, you better go with the one who is really being brought down. There's good news. Randy Weaver is out. He will be able to spend Christmas with his family, what's left of it. On the other hand, don't get too nice to the big boys. They wanted to keep him in. And I honor Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz and his group got busy and raised $10,000 to buy him out. That's your government. That's what you're against. And that's what you better face. And there are other ways to handle funding. And if ones do not choose to utilize those, that is not your problem. You may not bring them within our circles to utilize these methods and then pull us down. And unfortunately, that has happened. Because the assets of this institute are going to be protected. And very soon they're going to become sheltered by a mammoth entity. We did not play games with you. Every lesson was important. Every how-to was important and is important. And every test and stress you've had against it and yourselves were absolutely necessary. And I humbly thank those who think themselves to be my enemy. You have trained us well if you have brought these assaults against us. Because it will be found that it is viable and it will hold. Because it has been done properly. Now, what of ones who played in this tinkering game and now are caught in the unlikely position of being on the other side with the enemy? Well, that's their problem. I have done everything I know to do to let them understand the situation. There will be no allowance for the costing of anyone else's assets for ill behavior in ignorance. I did not say stupid or arrogant or anything. I said in ignorance of just simply not buying into the information that is available. I'm going to get you. I'm going to pull you all down. And the very ones who have an investment don't even seem to understand what they are saying. To salvage my ego, I am going to destroy all of you. And then I'm going to go out there and spread the word of God. Don't you wish it were a singular entity doing this? And they're going to bring liable to shut Hatton's mouth? Oh, I think not. No, they say, we're not going to do that. We're going to put that woman in prison. That'll shut his mouth. Want to bet? Anybody want to bet on that one? Well, we'll certainly make him play his hand. And you think I haven't? Anytime the enemy is as frantic as it is this day, reaching at such absurd, tiny little things of destruction, this entity in point will not stop until he has destroyed each one of his tools. And then I don't know if there's any journey back. Because doesn't have at any point here to do with God, person, relationship. This is a mission. And the assault has been against the mission, but it has also ultimately been against God. And ones can talk unconditional love. I don't believe. I studied over here. I do not care. This is our mission. And you take up those other things with God. Because pretty soon, this group, as we sit here as a group, is going to understand something. And they're going to, all of you are going to understand it very, very clearly. You are part of this mission. And when you turn against your mission, your nation, your God, it is treason. And there is no church house here. So it is open treason. It can be done in ignorance, and that is not. That's error. And you ones are in such responsible positions or planning to move into responsible positions so that treason is unacceptable and many errors are unacceptable. All is fine during the learning, but at some point here and very soon now, you're going to have to be productive. And oops is not going to cut it. Because the results of the oops are going to be magnificently large. Well, why don't we all just swarm in here then if we're that near? Because we're not there at all. We are planning against the day when we're ready. And that means you have to act as if you're ready or be patient enough to continue responsibly until such time as it is available. Will it ever be available? That depends on you. Do you have the ability to create this? Yes. All the players are just about in place to do it. Will you do it? Well, I guess we'll see. How many will be in the participating? I would have no way to answer that. But it's going to be a very sad day for some. Because they will have, in their indecisions, weeded themselves out. Because I cannot place in charge of great projects people who are not willing to at least attend the laws of the land, for instance. Can't do it. It jeopardizes all others. And our main thrust and the way that we will be able to survive within this system is to not cross their system. We don't need to do that to win. But we certainly have to be as shrewd and meticulous as are they. And that means that ones do not have to come in here and believe one iota on anybody named Hatan. But I cannot imagine why you would be in here if you do not. Go with all those other teachers that you seem to be so nuts about. And I'm going to go on record as saying, if those teachers are teaching you things are all right that are against the laws of the land, they are not who they say they are. There are plenty of things, plenty of vices you can do within the laws. So why would you go out there and deliberately break them when you know you're set up to be taken? Do we need to discuss next weekend, or is that something that can just be handled? I am making a statement. As it was, it's off. So it's a new game. And you are certainly welcome and have great blessings to do whatever you would like to do. I would like to thank everyone. You have been a wonderful team. And these social gatherings are heartwarming. And I would like to acknowledge Germaine and Bill Chartrand. They're the ones who sent the beautiful flowers. And we wanted to share those because this is the only way they had to reach out to the group. Oh, we're coming into glory. Oh, please don't botch it for yourselves. Don't get so centered on me-ness. Just let it go. Please, I petition you. As it comes against your ego even, let it go. That is the only tool your enemy has. Don't you see it? That's the only ammunition he has. I'll hit him where it hurts, and invariably it will be in your ego. And I'm telling you, just like the Timex watch, you can just really take a beating. My people are proving it every day. And you can just gulp and say, I'll wait till it unfolds. I don't have to be offended. Because as we move along here, more and more and more and more of my time is going to be absorbed. And there will be more and more and more personal instructions to be given. And Rick is taking on a tremendous task. Because now he is coming into meeting some really, really heavy-duty informants. And we have to make sure it's handled in such a way that it is not physically dangerous, if that can possibly be. On the other hand, I want to tell you a little story about our own little Tracy, E.J. and Dorma's little Tracy that's been out here. She wanted to be on a jury. She had some time here at Christmas, and there was a murder trial coming up, and she had been called to jury duty. So she called, and she said, should I do that? I really want to do it, and I'm in the selection process. But she had called her brother back in Salt Lake, and Kim had said, be very careful out there. I'm worried about you because your name is Ecker. Well, of course, there was quite a lot of humor about that. And then he said, well, I mean it. Tracy, be very careful. I'm a frightened for you. And, of course, there was a lot of laughter about that. It was in the San Diego area. And why would the Eckers be that notorious, you know, that she has to worry about being on a jury? Well, as only the masters will play their games, guess what? She decided she was going to go ahead and do this anyway because citizens must participate. And she wanted to participate. And by God, now she was going to participate. And when she was going to participate, they wouldn't let her, you see. So she announced that they had planned to come out. They also wanted to see Gunther, but she guessed that she wouldn't. And she got kicked out of the jury. And some other young man there got kicked out of being able to participate on the jury, and they were sitting there moaning and groaning and chomping on this. And he said, well, why don't we go have a cup of coffee? So they go over to the little cafeteria somewhere and have a cup of coffee and sit and talk about this. And so the subject comes around. What do you do? What, you know? And she said, well, my folks have a very controversial paper. And he says, oh, well, I'm, you know, environmental, this, that, and the other. And he said, oh, what would that be? And she did it. She said the contact. Oh, my God, really? So I think Kim won. You have no way to know. It's the underground paper. It's the above ground paper. It is the in-between paper. And I know you resent not being paid for it, those subscriptions. Cheap sons of guns out there. Your corporations are worth something because you're doing your business right. It appears that you're losing everything. Well, what is losing everything? Some people measure their value of self and success. Trump is one of them. By how much you owe. One of the richest men in the world? No, the banks that he does business with are. So until you can come into the understanding of how this whole system works, you cannot understand what's going on. So you change the name of the paper again. Do you see why I said don't get married to any corporations? They may very well have to be just turned over, turned out, brought back. And as long as you handle it properly, it is legal, it is brilliant, and it will work, and it will protect you. And there is nothing to come after. These are not alter egos of yourself, unless you're foolish enough to make them such. And if ones do not understand the difference, then why are they out there on the seminar circuit acting like authorities? And when questioned about corporations in Nevada corporations, oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, do you have any, sir? Oh, many, many. And yet those are the very ones trying to break down the corporate structure and pierce veils. Well, guess who's going to get in trouble? They are dealing over there in Nevada in the kingdom of the mafia who utilize those laws. So maybe your little corporation isn't worth much and they can tinker with it. But I would get a little nervous about tinkering with it. Phoenix Institute, because it may not forever represent a little entity, and it is certainly not an alter ego of anything. All right, anybody want some questions, because Amy wants to go. What else did we have going that needed some explanation? Do you think that we'll be able to do anything strongly enough about John, or should we just be urging that his son come and get him again?
Can you speak to that?
We're filing a petition Monday morning to have Eleanor removed as the conservator and to have John declared to be a person that's capable of managing his own affairs. So it may take 15 days for that to be heard, but after we file the petition, then I'll start contacting the various attorneys to see if we can't get him out of there by Christmas time.
That would be very, very, very good for him to be able to be. As long as he knows you're doing the best, it's just very sad for him to be in there feeling, you know, that nothing is going on. He is confident there is something. But it's hard to be isolated like that. And it's still such. And I want him to know that it's still such that They are not allowing ones in. And that, to me, is the most heinous crime being committed there. For both of you, him and you, who would be attending him. What else do we have dangling other than all these lawsuits? Please. Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm sorry that I don't have time to do an adequate job with each of you. It'll work out. Be patient. It truly will work out. Anything else, or can we go play? Please.
I have one request. This is
David. Yes.
I please request that everyone who speaks at these meetings or who has questions for you or whatever, please always use this microphone. You used to do that all the time, and it seems like we're missing quite a few questions out there in tape land, and sometimes the answers don't quite make sense because we haven't heard the question.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for pointing out. There's nothing like an experiencer to make us be more attentive. Yes and no. Ray's still in. Ray is very frustrated. Ray does not understand the amount of good that has come from his taking the rap, if you will, for this. The responsibility. And I know that he thinks he didn't do that. You know, they dragged him in kicking and screaming. On the other hand, because of Ray, several other very, very important entities have come forward. You know, a heck of a lot more about the people in point than does Ray. And therefore, as one comes forward, another one can come forward, and he is getting some backup. And then we can push some of the information, such as William Clark. They're going to be, if they get through playing with Packwood's diaries, you know, there's going to be reference to some of these things in there. You're going to find out that just what a small world it is. We now know ones who know ones who literally play golf with Jason Brandt while they talked about his placement in the Mojave Court. And when ones don't think that I'm on top of it, I'm sorry. I don't like you having information until it can be confirmed. And I can't always wait until you get the confirmation in some form of writing in front of you, but I do have to wait until it has been discussed at some level. So that you are not just hanging out there with that noose around your neck, just choking you to death because of something Commander has said or done. And yet we cannot wait forever for these things to reach the surface, because there is always the plot going on to get you. Now here is another place, another person that I can tell you right now, I don't even want to waste my time on. That man is your problem. He will be back running your government. Whether it be from the bench, the county council, the board of supervisors, or superior court. He's a Dugmajan man. If that's what you want, then you get him. But I am tired of the harassment and the hassle because of the corruption, and it filters down so that my people cannot even live. I don't care what Jason Brandt does. I wouldn't even ask you to waste your time to go and petition against him if he were running. If you're so foolish as to want that in office, and I realize that the choices are very, very limited. But you notice once you get somebody in, it is so fixed. And I want to tell you, all the vote scam takes place right here. And you did do him in, and you didn't even know it. It was fixed that Jason Brandt would be reelected. Only guess what? His wife made a dumb blunder over here at the country club. And you ones happened to sit in an open meeting near the Quinlans. And Tehachapi cost him the election, and he's angry. And now you get blamed for everything that goes wrong in his life. Well, take a bow. I think if that is true, you've earned it. And certainly he has been an adversary, because he can control so many people, and there are always all your friends out there who keep him fed information. Only guess what? Their information has been a fraud. And I don't believe that when the danger really hits the fan and they have to look at what they've bitten on, that there aren't going to be some other entities out of this state in serious trouble. Because the law has been broken here. The honor of the system has been openly dishonored here. I think Amy is working with her. Salud. Happy birthday, EJ. We're coming down to where the lessons aren't so much fun, the gatherings. I'm a little bit sorry, you know, that Dave comes so seldom that I don't want it to be lecture day every time that ones are showing up. But I note that the ones around here are responding in their mind very nicely. But, well, it's that way every week now. Well, I'm sorry. I never promised you a series of spiritual lectures. I hope we will get there. And believe me, this is far closer to spiritual than you will ever get on the globe. I'm telling you how to make the transition between where you are and the reality of your other expression. It's real fun to join an Indian group that sits around and smuggles in a little peyote, pokes it in a little pipe, and, oh, if the cops come, we'll call it tobacco. It's like Little Crow says, hey, don't come over here if you're into naming ceremonies and sweat lodges, coeducational, and all that garbage. We're into God. And we're into a final passage for a very magnificent creation of God. And we're not into flowery speeches. Thank goodness Little Crow is even more apt to use unseemly language than am I. Maybe it's because he feels a little stronger than I do. But this is not a place of pretense or piousness. The only reason we light candles in here is because we enjoy candles. And I think that you would enjoy candles as much as you can enjoy anything. They are calming. They give light. They represent something. And if it is a focus, it is like burning sage or sweetgrass or any other ritualistic thing. Used properly, it is focus. Now, you will find a little difference in burning some of the weeds and grasses. There are signals that go into the ether. And a sweet grass will always bring the attention of the one we call grandfather, because it is always offered that way by the sacred people. Now, when I say sacred people, I'm a little bit careless, because all of everything is sacred. But when the leaders or your sacred holy people would offer sweet grass and juniper to call grandfather to listen, it means something. They are not out there puffing smoke up their ears. Although the majority will be out there puffing smoke up their ears. And they will get just exactly that much response. The energies do not like burning sage. Why? Because it is a focus on evil. And the evil energies really don't like it because they know that this God sacred energy is in that smoke. Energy put in there. It doesn't mean that if you burn the whole fields out here and all that sage with it is going to clean out all of the negative energies in this entire valley, you may be right for a while downwind. But the energy given these things is what we must focus on. And if these little rituals help you, fine. But don't go against the law. Because the law will come down on you. And guess what? Big Boy Hatton is not going to go to bat for you. Those are things you're going to tend yourself. Pardon me just a minute. We're getting there. It's hard from day to day to see. And it's disappointing when we get together and we work up, and I cannot tell you humbly enough how much I appreciate just one message. Gunther will be here. We've got a problem. He'll be here over Christmas. What can we do? And everybody rallied. And I'm not going to sit up here now and tell you, call it all off. But I would suggest that this is not a permanent arrangement with him. And it is the Christmas holiday when you ones do have other plans. So you might want to reconsider a potluck or whatever. If that is what you would like to do, do it. But do not do it just because there is a pressured moment here now, because that is going to be removed. I observe that when these two children have an opportunity, they need some privacy. They need some privacy. They have been through a lot. And it's one thing to think, you know, that, well, Gunther has been put upon. But I'll tell you, he would still be in there being put upon if it were not for her, who has pushed and pushed and pushed without ceasing. Now, why ones do that is not our concern. It is just like dealing with constitutional law. If it is against a person's constitution, constitutional rights, that is the focus. Not how well you like the guy or what he's doing wrong or what he might have done wrong. Don't break the law and come to the Constitutional Law Center to make everything right for you. And that's exactly what is being presented in the Marsh case. Those people went out to make a bundle of money doing things that I was telling you at the time were wrong. They were going to be come down on hard. But look, I can open this blind trust and I can open this trust and this offshore thing. Yeah, and you're not going to be able to get it back. Only now, these ones have paid fees. And anybody... Listen, the range, $45 to $10,000. Ooh! Guess where the IRS is going with that list that says $10,000? What could that mean? That means somebody really wanted to hide some money. Now, I'm sorry, you're going to come to me and say, we have a right to avoid taxes. That is intentional evasion. What did I say? Intentional evasion. You are going a long way out of your way to set up something to evade paying taxes on that. You are not even arranging your business to cover it and get it out of there as a profit. You are hiding it offshore. Now, more power to you if you can do it and, quote, get away with it, if that is what you are working to do. But not around this place, because there ain't nobody here trying to do that. And you're going to get caught, and it's going to be a sticky wicket. And you have no right then to come and say, well, Gene, you belong to the Constitutional Law Center, and it's not fair what they're doing, and this is against the Constitution and this law and blah, blah, blah. You knew it was against the law, as they have made the laws, and anybody putting themselves up as an expert in this day and age as a patriot knows it is quicksand. Well, but you talked about some of these things. I sure did. And as long as they were viable, useful tools, use them. On the other hand, look at what's happening. How long do you think you can continue to go in there and say, oh, well, but it says here I don't have to file. That's voluntary. Notice what they come back with. They come back with fraud, conspiracy, intent to defraud. They don't say anything about filing an income tax form. They'll get you on every other thing. The income tax form will be the last. And they will have boxed you in so that you are guilty. And I don't know how to get you out of it once you have blundered into it. There may be some ways to help. On the other hand, the Law Center is so busy trying to just stay alive itself. And if you have to make a choice, you better go with the one who is really being brought down. There's good news. Randy Weaver is out. He will be able to spend Christmas with his family, what's left of it. On the other hand, don't get too nice to the big boys. They wanted to keep him in. And I honor Bo Greitz. Bo Greitz and his group got busy and raised $10,000 to buy him out. That's your government. That's what you're against. And that's what you better face. And there are other ways to handle funding. And if ones do not choose to utilize those, that is not your problem. You may not bring them within our circles to utilize these methods and then pull us down. And unfortunately, that has happened. Because the assets of this institute are going to be protected. And very soon, they're going to become sheltered by a mammoth entity. We did not play games with you. Every lesson was important. Every how-to was important and is important. And every test and stress you've had against it and yourselves were absolutely necessary. And I humbly thank those who think themselves to be my enemy. You have trained us well if you have brought these assaults against us. Because it will be found that it is viable, and it will hold because it has been done properly. Now, what of ones who played in this tinkering game and now are caught in the unlikely position of being on the other side with the enemy? Well, that's their problem. I have done everything I know to do to let them understand the situation. There will be no allowance for the costing of anyone else's assets for ill behavior in ignorance. I did not say stupid or arrogant or anything. I said in ignorance of just simply not buying into the information that is available. I'm going to get you. I'm going to pull you all down. And the very ones who have an investment don't even seem to understand what they are saying. To salvage my ego, I am going to destroy all of you. And then I'm going to go out there and spread the word of God. Don't you wish it were a singular entity doing this? And they're going to bring liable to shut Hatton's mouth? Oh, I think not. No, they say, we're not going to do that. We're going to put that woman in prison. That'll shut his mouth. You want to bet? Anybody want to bet on that one? Well, we'll certainly make him play his hand. And you think I haven't? Anytime the enemy is as frantic as it is this day, reaching at such absurd, tiny little things of destruction, this entity in point will not stop until he has destroyed each one of his tools. And then I don't know if there's any journey back. Because it doesn't have at any point here to do with God, person, relationship. This is a mission. And the assault has been against the mission, but it has also ultimately been against God. And ones can talk unconditional love. I don't believe. I studied over here. I do not care. This is our mission. And you take up those other things with God. Because pretty soon, this group, as we sit here as a group, is going to understand something. And they're going to... all of you are going to understand it very, very clearly. You are part of this mission. And when you turn against your mission, your nation, your God, it is treason. And there is no church house here. So it is open treason. It can be done in ignorance, and that is not. That's error. And you ones are in such responsible positions or planning to move into responsible positions so that treason is unacceptable and many errors are unacceptable. All is fine during the learning, but at some point here and very soon now, you're going to have to be productive. And oops is not going to cut it because the results of the oops are going to be magnificently large. Well, why don't we all just swarm in here then if we're that near? Because we're not there at all. We are planning against the day when we're ready. And that means you have to act as if you're ready. or be patient enough to continue responsibly until such time as it is available. Will it ever be available? That depends on you. Do you have the ability to create this? Yes. All the players are just about in place to do it. Will you do it? Well, I guess we'll see. How many will be in the participating? I would have no way to answer that. But it's going to be a very sad day for some, because they will have, in their indecisions, weeded themselves out. Because I cannot place in charge of great projects people who are not willing to at least attend the laws of the land, for instance. Can't do it. It jeopardizes all others. And our main thrust, and the way that we will be able to survive within this system, is to not cross their system. We don't need to do that to win. But we certainly have to be as shrewd and meticulous as are they. And that means that ones do not have to come in here and believe one iota on anybody named Hatan. But I cannot imagine why you would be in here if you do not. Go with all those other teachers that you seem to be so nuts about. And I'm going to go on record as saying, if those teachers are teaching you things are all right that are against the laws of the land, they are not who they say they are. There are plenty of things, plenty of vices you can do within the laws. So why would you go out there and deliberately break them when you know you're set up to be taken? Do we need to discuss next weekend, or is that something that can just be handled? I am making a statement. As it was, it's off. So it's a new game. And you're certainly welcome and have great blessings to do whatever you would like to do. I would like to thank everyone. You have been a wonderful team. And these social gatherings are heartwarming. And I would like to acknowledge Germaine and Bill Chartrand. They're the ones who sent the beautiful flowers. And we wanted to share those because this is the only way they had to reach out to the group. Oh, we're coming into glory. Oh, please don't botch it for yourselves. Don't get so centered on me-ness. Just let it go. Please, I petition you. As it comes against your ego even, let it go. That is the only tool your enemy has. Don't you see it? That's the only ammunition he has. I'll hit him where it hurts. And invariably it will be in your ego. And I'm telling you, just like the Timex watch, you can just really take a beating. My people are proving it every day. And you can just gulp and say, I'll wait till it unfolds. I don't have to be offended. Because as we move along here, more and more and more and more of my time is going to be absorbed. And there will be more and more and more personal instructions to be given. And Rick is taking on a tremendous task. Because now he is coming into meeting some really, really heavy duty informants. And we have to make sure it's handled in such a way that it is not physically dangerous. If that couldn't possibly be. On the other hand, I want to tell you a little story about our own little Tracy, E.J. and Dorma's little Tracy that's been out here. She wanted to be on a jury. She had some time here at Christmas, and there was a murder trial coming up, and she had been called to jury duty. So she called, and she said, should I do that? I really want to do it, and I'm in the selection process. But she had called her brother back in Salt Lake, and Kim had said, be very careful out there. I'm worried about you because your name is Ecker. Well, of course, there was quite a lot of humor about that. And then he said, well, I mean it. Tracy, be very careful. I'm a frightened for you. And, of course, there was a lot of laughter about that. It was in the San Diego area. And why would the Eckers be that notorious, you know, that she has to worry about being on a jury? Well, as only the masters will play their games, guess what? She decided she was going to go ahead and do this anyway because citizens must participate. And she wanted to participate. And by God, now she was going to participate. And when she was going to participate, they wouldn't let her, you see. So she announced that they had planned to come out. They also wanted to see Gunther, but she guessed that she wouldn't, and she got kicked out of the jury, and some other young man there got kicked out of being able to participate on the jury, and they were sitting there moaning and groaning and chomping on this, and he said, well, why don't we go have a cup of coffee? So they go over to the little cafeteria somewhere and have a cup of coffee and sit and talk about this, and so the subject comes around. What do you do? What, you know? And she said, well, my folks have a very controversial paper. And he says, oh, well, I'm, you know, environmental, this, that, and the other. And he said, oh, what would that be? And she did it. She said, to contact. Oh, my God, really? So I think Kim won. You have no way to know. It's the underground paper. It's the above ground paper. It is the in-between paper. And I know you resent not being paid for it, those subscriptions. Cheap sons of guns out there. Your corporations are worth something because you're doing your business right. It appears that you're losing everything. Well, what is losing everything? Some people measure their value of self and success. Trump is one of them. By how much you owe. One of the richest men in the world? No, the banks that he does business with are. So until you can come into the understanding of how this whole system works, you cannot understand what's going on. So you change the name of the paper again. Do you see why I said don't get married to any corporations? They may very well have to be just turned over, turned out, brought back. And as long as you handle it properly, it is legal, it is brilliant, and it will work, and it will protect you. And there is nothing to come after. These are not alter egos of yourself, unless you're foolish enough to make them such. And if ones do not understand the difference, then why are they out there on the seminar circuit acting like authorities? And when questioned about corporations in Nevada corporations, oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, do you have any, sir? Oh, many, many. And yet those are the very ones trying to break down the corporate structure and pierce veils. Well, guess who's going to get in trouble? They are dealing over there in Nevada in the kingdom of the mafia who utilize those laws. So maybe your little corporation isn't worth much and they can tinker with it. But I would get a little nervous about tinkering with the Phoenix Institute, because it may not forever represent a little entity. And it is certainly not an alter ego of anything. All right. Anybody want some questions? Because Amy wants to go. What else did we have going that needed some explanation? Do you think that we'll be able to do anything strongly enough about John, or should we just be urging that his son come and get him again?
Do you speak to that?
We're filing a petition Monday morning to have Eleanor removed as the conservator and to have John declared to be a person that's capable of managing his own affairs. So it may take 15 days for that to be heard, but after we file the petition, then I'll start contacting the various attorneys to see if we can get him out of there by Christmas time.
That would be very, very, very good for him. To be able to be, as long as he knows you're doing the best, it's just very sad for him to be in there feeling, you know, that nothing is going on. He's confident there is something, but it's hard to be isolated like that, and it's still such, and I want him to know that it's still such that they are not allowing ones in. And that, to me, is the most heinous crime being committed there. For both of you, him and you, who would be attending him. What else do we have dangling other than all these lawsuits? Please. Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm sorry that I don't have time to do an adequate job with each of you. It'll work out. Be patient. It truly will work out. Anything else, or can we go play? Please.
I have one request. This is Mary.
Yes.
I please request that everyone who speaks at these meetings or who has questions for you or whatever, please always use this microphone. We used to do that all the time, and it seems like we're missing quite a few questions out there in tape land, and sometimes the answers don't quite make sense because we haven't heard the question.
Thank you for coming, and thank you for pointing out. There's nothing like an experiencer to make us be more attentive. Yes and no. Ray's still in. Ray is very frustrated. Ray does not understand the amount of good that has come from his taking the rap, if you will, for this. The responsibility. And I know that he thinks he didn't do that. You know, they dragged him in kicking and screaming. On the other hand, because of Ray, several other very, very important entities have come forward. You know a heck of a lot more about the people in point than does Ray. And therefore, as one comes forward, another one can come forward, and he is getting some backup. And then we can push some of the information, such as William Clark. They're going to be, if they get through playing with Packwood's diaries, you know, there's going to be reference to some of these things in there. You're going to find out that just what a small world it is. We're now no ones. We're no ones. We literally played golf with Jason Brandt while they talked about his placement in the Mojave courts. And when ones don't think that I'm on top of it, I'm sorry. I don't like you having information until it can be confirmed. And I can't always wait until you get the confirmation in some form of writing in front of you, but I do have to wait until it has been discussed at some level, so that you are not just hanging out there with that noose around your neck, just choking you to death because of something Commander has said or done. And yet we cannot wait forever for these things to reach the surface, because there is always the plot going on to get you. Now here is another place, another person that I can tell you right now, I don't even want to waste my time on. That man is your problem. He will be back running your government, whether it be from the bench, the county council, the board of supervisors, or superior court. He's a Dugmajan man. If that's what you want, then you get him. But I am tired of the harassment and the hassle because of the corruption, and it filters down so that my people cannot even live. I don't care what Jason Brandt does. I wouldn't even ask you to waste your time to go and petition against him if he were running. If you're so foolish as to want that in office, and I realize that the choices are very, very limited. But you notice once you get somebody in, it is so fixed. And I want to tell you, all the vote scam takes place right here. And you did do him in, and you didn't even know it. It was fixed that Jason Brandt would be reelected. Only guess what? His wife made a dumb blunder over here at the country club. And you ones happened to sit in an open meeting near the Quinlans. And Tehachapi cost him the election, and he's angry. And now you get blamed for everything that goes wrong in his life. Well, take a bow. I think if that is true, you've earned it. And certainly he has been an adversary, because he can control so many people, and they're always all your friends out there who keep him fed information. Only guess what? Their information has been a fraud. And I don't believe that when the danger really hits the fan and they have to look at what they've bitten on, that there aren't going to be some other entities out of this state in serious trouble. Because the law has been broken here. The honor of the system has been openly dishonored here. I think Amy is working with her. Salut. Happy birthday, EJ.